Hello, everybody. This is Thorsten.
And this is Björn.
Hey, Björn. Who else is in? There was some... Hello, who's joined?
Hello, Italo.
Hey, Italo. It's Björn and myself, and I thought there was another person in the room.
Quellan, I'm here, sir.
Hey, Quellan.
Hello, this is Florian speaking.
Hi, Florian.
Hello.
Hi,
Andreas.
Oh, okay. Who is in the call? Florian and?
Italo so far.
Thorsten,
yeah.
Björn.
Okay,
yeah.
Some more.
Okay. Florian?
Yes?
Did we have a war?
Sorry?
Did we have a war about MC?
No, I'm very, very clear in my opinion here, and I know I'm right, so there is no war.
I can keep the...
But let's discuss it later on.
Yeah, it's a bit difficult. We have to deal with the...
Yeah, let's discuss this in a private call later on. I put on that agenda. And I propose we just wait a few more minutes. I think some people are still missing. We have in the agenda. Okay, so let's wait one more minute and then see if we can reach a quorum. Okay, it's 6 past,
so
let's make a start, I'd say. Let's open the agenda page. So, first of all, who's going to write in minutes for today? I can hear noise on the phone line. So, who hasn't been writing for the longest time? So, who's on the call?
So I've heard you, Florian, myself, Italo, Björn, Andreas, and Quaidan so far.
Propose Björn or Quaidan? I think they haven't written for quite a long time.
Hi, it's Michael. Sorry I'm so late.
Hi, Michael. No worry, you didn't miss anything.
Drat, I'll have to dial out and come back later.
You can catch the minutes.
Yeah.
You're on vacation.
You just came in time.
Oh, good. Oh, yes. Maybe another week. Yeah.
So, Björn, Quaidan, one of you wants to write the minutes? Someone has to?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Thanks.
I'm not.
Okay. So... then I'm willing to be the session chair. Then let's open up. So once again, who's in the call? So Justin can write it down and Quellen can write it down as well.
No, sorry, I can't take minutes.
Oh, sorry, okay. Then Björn, can you?
Yes, then I will.
Thanks. Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
So I just opened an editor. I'm ready.
I hope you opened LibreOffice. Don't worry. Okay, so points A and B, you're keeping up in minutes. I'm the session chair. So, again, who's in the call? It's obviously me. Then just say your names.
Italo.
Andreas.
Thorsten.
Quaidan.
Michael.
Anyone else? No?
And Björn.
Ah, of course. So then let me see who is jumping in for whom. I think it was then... Jesus is not here? Who just joined?
Hello, this is Charles Wolf.
Hi, Charles. Okay, hello, one more. Perfect. This gives Charles and then... Björn, then it looks like you are representing Olivier. Because you're the second in the list, and Jesus is not on the call.
Right.
Okay, so let me read out again. So, seat holders are Florian, Italo, Thorsten, Quaidan, Michael, Charles. Then we have Björn representing Olivier, and we have Andreas here as deputy. Did I miss anyone? Okay, so representation, we have a chair and deputy in the call so we can reach a quorum. We have 7 out of 8 seat holders here, that means a quorum. So we have 7 people who are eligible to vote. This means we need 4 votes in order to reach a quorum. Okay, so I verified that the invitation was correct. The next two items, decisions of the previous call, so unfortunately I didn't find the time yet to look through the minutes. Charles has sent his draft to the list, but I need to read them and sign them as session chair. Didn't manage it, but we'll try to do it this week and publish them and add them to the wiki page. Okay, so then the first action item, I slightly reordered the minutes and restyled them, so feel free to reload the page. First is I just sent out an email a few days ago about the domain hoster contract. A few of you already have voted, but since we would have reached a quorum, but not everybody casted their vote, so just want to bring it here on the call to vote. So everybody read that email? We've also linked it in the agenda.
Florian, can you remind us how much money it was per year and for what?
It's just you have to pay $100 in the account, but there is no recurring fees. It's just you have to top up the account by $100, but that will be used up by the renewals that are due anyway.
Yeah, it sounds fine. It's a trivial amount of money, and there's no problem, right? We should just wave it through. Is that the punchline? Okay.
So any questions? Otherwise, we just do a vote. So, Florian, plus one. Italo?
Plus one.
Thorsten?
Yes, approved.
Quellen?
Yes, plus one.
Michael?
Yes, plus one.
Charles?
Yes, plus one.
And Bjorn?
Plus one.
Okay, so 7 out of 7 approved. Thanks a lot. So then the next one would very briefly talk about the open tasks. I've been talking to Thorsten a bit. We have updated the wiki page today, and it looks rather well. So most important question targeted at you, Bjorn, and Andreas is the capital stock investment. The latest status was, as far as I recall, we had approved one offer, but then it turned out that this bank, like most other banks, don't accept non-private persons. So no organizations, and we had to look for an alternative. Any results so far, Bjorn, Andreas?
No. We have two banks. Bjorn asked them, and we have no response from the bank. We have our bank account. We get no answer, mail or something like that from there. Maybe we must ask the woman, and ask her if there is something for business client.
Okay, so then I take from your words that you will investigate and maybe propose something by the next call. Is that,
yep,
is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, my point on this is we have two offers, but as you said, the offer from the Volksbank, where we currently already have an account, I haven't checked back on that one yet. So I want to get an answer from them, and I'll call them, and then we can decide which one we'll choose from those.
Okay, no worries. I think our contact person there was at least on vacation until last week, maybe even this week, Easter vacation, so might be can't reach her yet.
Okay.
Then if there are no more questions on that, I'd leave that to Andreas and Bjorn to propose something. What we will do in the beginning, it should take only a few days. By the way, Bjorn, did you receive the documents from the bank for the account?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so then they should be at Thorsten's rather soon, and then maybe next week we have the account on our name, and then we will send an account extract to the foundation authorities. And so at least the first confirmation is that we have the money on the account, but the sooner we have a real investment, it would be better. Okay, then Thorsten, travel refund policy is something. Is there something we need to discuss about, or
I'm still researching that. Didn't get to that in time. Sorry. Substantial email backlog.
Can't understand. Okay. Then the next open task is Charles. Any progress on the rules of procedure and the community bylaws so far?
No, I'm very sorry, and I'm really, really used to work on that.
Any estimation when you could have it, or anyone else should jump in?
Actually, to be honest, next week I will have more time.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds fine. Just if you said you're busy the next 4 or 5 weeks or so, would have made sense to have someone else jump in, but...
Yeah.
Okay, then we have another open task. We would like to send a thank you message to the donors so we can extract, at least from the PayPal account, the email addresses of donors, and just would like to send them a thank you, and that TDF has been incorporated and so on. We're searching for volunteers. Anyone would like to draft something? just a quick thank you that we can have a look at and then send out. I can send it out, but if somebody would draft, it would be good.
Who is thank you for, Florian?
For the donors who donated the money last year.
As in the advisory board, or
the individual donors who donated for the capital stock. We can of course reach out to the advisory board as well, but I planned everyone who donated via PayPal to send them out a short email. Thank you. We are now incorporated to your donations and
yep.
so on.
In English, if it's in English, I'm happy to draft it.
Yeah. Perfect.
We'll do.
Cool.
I'll take the action item.
Thanks a lot. I can then mail it out. I can extract the email address of the donors.
Sure. So what we want to say is thank you for your donation. We founded the foundation. LibreOffice continues to rock. We couldn't do it without your support. Thank you.
Exactly.
Yep.
That sounds
okay.
Good. Perfect. Okay. Then the next item is not something where I would search someone right now to raise their hand, but I looked a bit on the Document Foundation org website, and it's rather old, rather outdated, and it's not that much attractive. So I really think we should reach out to the website folks, maybe someone from the beauty wearing their hat on a bit redesigning it. I think we still have some information on how to get LibreOffice out of the repository and still very, very old stuff. So I'd like to have a bit more modern page with some more modern content. Looks attracting. We should reach out to the website folks. Anyone would like to do that? Would like to wear the hat on that? Andreas, probably you're doing a lot on the website.
Yes, but I'll do it because I'm working a bit around the clone stuff, but
okay.
I can do it with the website server slot.
Perfect. Thanks a lot. I think we can also involve Christian Lohmeyer, for example,
and
others. So it's not that urgent, but having a nice polished site, I'm sure it can't harm. Okay, then the other thing is what we should do. I know we have a lot of domains and sites using the LibreOffice brand, and most of them are using it in rather good faith. What I think we should do is to compile a list in the Intranet Wiki, and just to be on the safe side, those sites that we think use it in good faith, grant them a license if it doesn't fit under our trademark policy. Reason is I'd like to avoid that somebody using the trademark in bad faith claims that we don't protect the trademark, so we should issue licenses. I don't want to name any page in public here, but so if some page that's not by TDF comes across, put it somewhere, either on the internal mailing list or in the Intranet Wiki, and then we can, in a bunch, approve those sites so we're on the safe side. Okay, then handing over to, I think, Charles, you edit action item number 3.
So that was proposal to join the Document Foundation joins the OSI. This is actually pretty much a very old action item when you come to think about it. I don't think we had ever formalized it that way, but at some point we had a small short list of organizations we ought to join. Now this one is the OSI. It is the organization that has the famous opensource.org URL, and its mission is to promote open source, free and open source software, and it is also to classify, categorize, store, and advise on free and open source software licenses. It's also the owners of the open source definition, so to speak, and I believe our friend Simon Phipps is one of their board members and probably chairman, if I'm well informed. As far as I've understood, we have no obligation to pay anything. That is, we can simply ask to join the OSI, and in doing so, we will also do much the same than other organizations, other major free software projects did, such as the Apache Software Foundation, the Mozilla Foundation, the Debian Project, etc., etc. There's a pretty long list. So I think that, again, we don't need to pay anything. We just need to, so to speak, indicate and declare ourselves ready to join, and that will be it.
Okay. So, sounds rather good to me.
So, Charles, do we want to have a vote on joining and then just do it? It seems non-controversial to me.
Quite.
Yes, I think we need just vote and there'll be...
If there are no questions, I think so.
The only people that might be upset would be the FSF, but... I don't know.
Well, I then have a question. Can we join FSF?
No, we can't join the FSF, as far as I'm aware. I'm sure they have some similar program, which we should consider joining as well. But we might just want to ping John Sullivan and see if he madly is upset, which I will do now. So I suggest we vote on... joining the SPI, unless the FSF are madly upset, at which point we'll talk about it in an advisory call. How about that?
You mean
okay.
OSI, not FBI?
Yeah,
no,
OSI.
OSI. quite.
Okay, then. Let's have a vote if there are no questions. Florian, plus one. Italo?
Yeah, plus one.
Thorsten?
Yes, approved.
Quaylen? Quellen, are you with us? Oh, you have a bad connection if you're still here. Could anyone hear Quellen?
Yeah, plus one.
Ah, okay. Perfect. Michael?
Yes, plus one. With the proviso about the FSF, yeah.
Charles?
Yes, plus one.
And Bjorn?
Plus one.
Makes 7 out of 7. That means it's approved. Okay, so Charles, you will take care of making them aware of interest or dropping them an email?
Yes, and meanwhile, Michael, are you taking care of talking to John Sullivan?
Yes, I'm just writing the mail to him now. So, yeah.
Okay. Can you please give me a copy?
I will CC you. Of course.
Okay. Then I think the next one, perfect, you added it, Charles, funding for a table booth at the South Linux Fest, if you can elaborate on that.
Yeah, actually, it looks like they are not asking funds to us, but we can approve the funds, and then if it's for free, of course, it is better.
I don't think it is for free. They talked about $50.
Yeah, but there is a further email by Drew yesterday
That
tells for free that they will offer that to TDF.
That's how I understood it, that the participation per se is free, but I think they need some funds for either a travel cost or collaterals and such. That's how I understood it. Do you have any specific amount of money we need?
No, they just mentioned the $50 for the table, but I think that if we say $200, $200 of course, it should be enough to cover everything.
If there is no objections that we padded YSPI, would be okay for me.
No, actually they are in the States. It should be better.
Yeah. Would be okay for me to have a vote in that, no objections. It's good when people engage themselves and do something. Okay, so then let's have a vote. Or Björn, what's the deal?
Yeah.
Okay, then let's have a vote on approving, to rephrase it, on approving $200 for participation in the Southeast Linux Fest. What is it called?
Yeah.
And payable via our SPI budget. So Florian, plus one. Italo?
Yes, plus one for me as well.
Thorsten?
Plus one.
Quaylen?
Plus one, sure.
Michael?
Plus one.
Charles?
Plus one.
And Bjorn?
Plus one.
Makes
and
seven
can we have a vote of thanks for Drew to for doing it? We need to admit that he's a hero, etc. And much appreciated.
Voting on Drew doing that, or what do you mean?
Yes. You know, we want to encourage the man. I assume that's what we're voting on, isn't it?
Of course, Drew, if you approve money, we encourage that.
It's Drew and Super Penelberg, which are going to cover that.
Brilliant. And let's do it. It's great. We need more traction in America, clearly. If we could spend more money and get more traction, it seems like a good deal to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I think it's Italo's take the next one.
Yeah. And so let's... I have, this is quite a long story now about the certification, but I think that we have to close it. And so the draft with the last change, which I've not yet made, which was coming out of an exchange of emails with Bjorn, is going to be consolidated. And I think that just to be completely sure, I will ask for an email vote after having changed the last sentence, probably tonight. Then I have also proposed a kind of agenda, a roadmap for the announcement, but as we are going to meet, a few of us are going to meet at the Hamburg Hackfest, especially about as the first people to be certified will be developers, and therefore companies representing or employing or doing anything with developers. I think that we can have a final people who will be the first list of certified people at the Hamburg Hackfest, and then circulate an email for the other people. So that's the first point of the roadmap. I will come out with an announcement before the Hackfest, and we can discuss it there and fill in the latest details. Also, there will be a certification committee appointed. I have listed in the certification committee only the people that have so far reacted to the email. So Jacqueline and Tim Yannick are not in. I will ping them again tonight because I want to have a formal answer to be in the certification committee. And we need the name of a Red Hat representative, which was suggested, and I completely agree. So, Caroline, if you can, either you or someone else that might be like Jan for SUSE is more involved in the level 3 support and this kind of stuff. If you can give me a name, I will take care of get in touch with him and explain him the situation and get him on board.
Yeah, send me a direct email about that and I'll pick somebody.
I'll do. With the announcement, we will appoint the first certified developers and the announcement will include a roadmap for the certification. Actually, I think that the most logical thing will be to have the first training or the first, let's say, meeting, which will be alpha training and alpha presentation at the Linux Tag in Berlin, because a few of us are there. And so we can take care of the first, let's call them third-party certification. Although I think that the first third-party to be certified will be third-parties connected to members. so that we already know something about these third parties. And then last thing, which I cannot really do, is to create a page on PDF and LibreOffice website with a list of certified companies and certified professionals. Of course, this has to be done for the day of the announcement, but someone has to take care of it. Otherwise, if I do, I can destroy the entire website, which is not something that I think anyone wants. I can publish that on my blog, which is the far I can get in website management. But it should be on our website, because I think this is something that people have started to ask, and I have also a couple of journalists that have asked me to provide them this list as soon as we have, because they want to give readers a list of certified parties, and I think this is an opportunity for us and for certified parties, of course. So that's that is basically what I ask for a vote, and the vote will be by email because I want something written. It's quite complex, so I need a final email. I don't think we can. We should have six or seven votes during the call, which is not very practical. So I think that the idea is to have that by the access to have the final approval, and the next week to have the final announcement, which is a challenge for all of us. And by the way, Björn, when there will be companies having a litigation about our TDF certification, we will be both on a beach on the Bermuda Islands drinking a long drink with the money that coming out of TDF certification, okay?
All righty.
Because at that time, it means that it's going to be a source of revenue like Cisco certification, which is couple of $100 million per year. If we get there, we have solved all of our problems. Okay?
Nice. That would be cool.
By the way, all the board is invited at Bermuda Island for that.
I don't know how I take that down in the minutes, but anyway.
No, I don't think that is going to
Better not.
No, of course not. But I think that would be the final sign of success of the project, I think. And okay. So if you all agree, I think that is, we don't need a formal vote during the call, but I would like everyone to agree, because this is going to be quite an important task for everyone, but I think is really key for ourselves going further, and the companies that are sponsoring us getting some serious business about LibreOffice, because at the moment, I don't see them getting enough third-party business or, let's say, market-related business as we would like them to have. And if they get that, it's not through the Document Foundation, and I think this is a pity, because we start to be visible and have companies that want to migrate to LibreOffice, and we have to get something coherent with our message that corporate implementation have to be supported. If we don't provide the supporter's name, then we miss something in the flow. Is everyone agreeing?
Well, sounds good. So yes. For your work on that, Italo, I think it's
just a short comment. I very informally started to talk to a few volunteers of the French community about the certification, and while they are themselves not developers, or they would not consider themselves developers, In fact, they're rather trainers. I didn't get all their complete feedback on the general plan, but I was actually gladly surprised to find that what we want to do, at least around the developers, was something that was warmly welcomed.
Yeah, I think so. I have some informal talks with other people in Italy and Spain, and they're all interested. And I think this is going to, of course, this is also, as we will clearly give kind of first right to members, it might also be fostering membership. Okay.
So, do we have anything more for the public part of the call?
Just a short question. Who didn't reply to the committee question? Italo, Jacqueline, and
Jacqueline Raimipur and Tim Yannick from Lanido.
All right.
All the others have accepted with an email, which was enough. I mean, we of course, it's going to be an informal committee, I think, most working through email. We don't need conference calls and this kind of stuff because it's more working on documents and content for the trainings, which some people have already and they have all just to share with the others. But I don't want to put any name which was not formally approved. So if as I understand that Jacqueline sometimes is a little bit shy about speaking English, if the Germans can ping her, I think that could help.
Yeah, can try to drop her a note. Did you get feedback from Lothar?
Yeah, Lothar, okay, he apologized, but I discovered that Lothar's father has passed away last week. So he, of course, I sent him I made some pressure, and but you never know what it happens. Then you feel badly because you put pressure on someone that has had a bad experience, but is what happened. But he replied to me with a personal email.
Okay. Because he dropped me a note and just told me in case you didn't get his message that...
No, I got it.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Anything else for the moment? Otherwise, I propose we have a private call afterwards.
No, not on my side.
Okay, now let me just ask, once again go through the list of names to see if everyone is still with us. So Florian is obviously here, Italo, Torsten still here?
Yes, I am.
Quaylen?
Yep.
Michael?
Yep.
Charles and Björn?
Yes.
And yes.
Yeah, and I heard Andreas. Okay, so everybody's still here. Perfect. Then we can conclude that meeting, and I propose to hear each other in the private room in 2 minutes.
Okay.
Then thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you.